Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
David Culley, gone! Tim Kelly, gone.
Oh, my goodness.
David Culley is out as the head coach of the Houston Texans. 713-572-4610. You can text in, call in. This is a day for you as well.
And Whiskey Myers is still kicking ass.
That's right.
Come on now.
Yeah, that's right. We'll see what the
Cooler line. Let's do this. Oh, my man.
The Texans will be kicking ass here in a bit. We'll see what their next moves are. Your thoughts on where this comes about with the Texans moving forward. And, Clint, I know the big thing, and I'm seeing it on social and I'm seeing it on TV, is I think the number one thing from a national perspective is the Texans are they're getting crushed on this one. They are not being talked about in a positive light. This is not like a situation where, hey, the Texans, they had to move on, and now they're in the right space of moving forward to getting their organization on to the right spot. It is more of a negative feel for the Texans.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's convenient, right? I mean, I think this is, if you want to be mad at the Texans about hiring David Culley, so be it. If you want to be mad at the Texans for creating the situation that they've created that's led to today, then so be it. If you want to be mad at them, for screwing up the Deshaun Watson deal, ownership botching all kind of processes, and Jack Easterby still being here, and Nick Caserio, some of the decisions he's made, hey, so be it. I get it. I totally understand. If that's the conversation, then let's have it and let's bash on them. Firing David Culley is not something that should be, the Texans should be crushed for. Look at what the guy did. Look at where he fell short. Look at who's available. It was time to move on from David Culley, and the Texans should not be crushed for it. It's not a fair business. It never has been a fair business. Players get cut all the time, and we don't run around talking about whether it's fair or not. Coaches get fired all the time. We don't run around talking about if it's fair or not. Ultimately, David Culley left a lot to be desired, even with the low bar of a bridge-the-gap head coach, left a lot to be desired and failed miserably at some of the most basic head coach duties on a consistent basis. And whether they've got their guy and it was time to move on, or they've had enough of David Culley and it's time to move on, either way, it was time to move on.
Agreed. David Culley is not a head coach. We've been talking about it and preaching it. And I know I have been saying he should not be, you don't give him another year. I sat here with McClain, who said like he felt like he should have gotten a second year. But to me, with the Texans, I think it's hard not to crush him, right? I think it is. It's hard not to. And I think where I get to it from my standpoint is somehow the Texans are in a worse situation than they were before they hired David Culley. And it ain't David Culley's fault. They're in a worse situation before they hired David Culley by the way they look around the league and the situation they are. They had a chance to rip everything and start over last year when they fired Bill O'Brien. They got to start everything over. And now they've pretty much wasted a year, to me. When you're looking at the candidates they're potentially could bring in, Now they got to completely start the whole process over. Now Davis Mills is going to, if he's going to have a chance to be your starter, I don't know if it's the verbiage or whatever, but he's going to be learning a brand new offense from a brand new person again. So he's going to have a second offensive coordinator and a second coach, and potentially, maybe not, but potentially learn another offense altogether with him. And I just think you look at this situation, they had a chance to start over last year. Now they're starting over back-to-back years. And whatever, however it happens, yes, I agree, they had to let him go, but they've put themselves in a situation where they're worse off today than they were when they hired David Culley, which means they're taking steps backwards in the rebuild instead of going forward. And that to me, is the big story to me is. Yeah, they did what they had to do, but now they're in this zone. And now they're in this space. And they're in a worse place than they were before that. And that was even hard for me to fathom last year when they hired David Culley, that a year from now they wouldn't be taking steps forward. As you would say, they are still out with the they're still digging.
Where do you think they took steps back?
Well, they have to start everything over. They've got to start. They've cleaned house. They're starting completely over with their coaching staff. I would imagine we know offensively they're gonna start over at least with new people there, and they look even worse with the league. So that means potential free agents. And I know we could say money talks, but potential free agents and how people view things. And now the people running it even look even more incompetent than they did prior to the hire of David Culley, because they sat in front of this guy's face and said, yeah, we'll put him in there against other guys. So I think around the league they look worse. And it's just when you're starting over after you just started over the year before and completely changing all of that, I just don't think you're taking steps forward.
Oh yeah, no. I don't know if there's been a whole lot of that we can see. I think if you ask them, they'll tell you the culture, the foundation, all the turnover on the roster, and all that kind of jive was progress, and it was movement in the right direction, which I do think is important behind the scenes stuff. But we, and damn sure the fan base, don't want to hear it and don't care about that. But yeah, look, I think when you decide to hire a bridge the gap coach the way that they did with David Culley, there was going to be a reset button hit to some degree, whether it's a year in or 2 years in or 3 years in. I think there was going to be a reset button hit. I don't know that many – I disagree with people that thought that there's a report out there that people somebody – I can't remember who it was. Somebody said something about it was going to be a one-year, one-and-done the whole time reportedly. I don't agree with that. 1 year is awfully – awfully quick, but it turned out that way. So, yeah, I mean, look, man. Today is progress. In my opinion, today is progress. I can't go, well, a year ago, there's a conversation there to be had. But for me personally, this is who you are today and where you are today as a Houston Texans.
Like, this is a happy day for you as a Texan.
Absolutely, 100%, absolutely.
I could see the part of it where they're moving. Like, there's a part of it of, all right, yes, this is a happy day because they potentially will get better at head coach. But then the other part of that is, God, the same people who made that call are making this call again.
Well, they're not going anywhere. I mean, they're not. So whatever happens, whatever happens.
They're not going anywhere, but how do you feel like, woo, all right, here we go. There it is. Now we're back at it with those same guys who thought he was the guy.
Well, that's nobody. They didn't. They never thought that he was the guy. No, nobody ever. You really think that they sat across the table from David Culley and said, "Yep, this is the dude."
Why would they bring them? Why would they bring him in to embarrass?
Because nobody else would take the job. Because you had the most dysfunctional organization in the world.
You don't think Lovie would have taken that job?
I'm not gonna guess. I'm just saying like that. Whatever it was,
you're guessing when you say nobody else would take that job. You're guessing.
No. There's reports out there that there was the young coaches. None of the young coaches wanted the job because they wanted to hire the offensive staff. So people walked out on it and didn't want it. There's reports out there on that.
And there's reports that Leslie Frazier and Jim Caldwell would have taken the job.
I'm not sure about that. You might want to circle back on that. I'm pretty sure that Jim Caldwell is one of them that said, you ain't hiring my offensive staff. I'm pretty sure. But however, the point is that there's David Culley. They never looked at David Culley and said, yes, this is the dude to take us to the Super Bowl. You think that?
I don't know what they did. All I know is they hired him and they brought him in here to run their organization and to be in some, to have some sort of say so in their staff to be over this group when they're starting a rebuild, and then they put them out. They're gone the next year. Deservedly so, they're gone the next year. Right? So now we're starting all the way over again to bring somebody else in, and who we're starting all the way over with are the same people who made those decisions. Like, I get the part of, all right, he is gone, David Culley is out. Yes, I mean that's easy, but I don't know how many people out there can get past the point of, man, these jokers looked at him and sat across from him and said, and I don't care how you're looking at it, bridge the gap, lead us the way, right? Like if you're going into it anyway with the thought of not let me do some real work and really interview a lot of candidates to find who is a real head coach, as opposed to, hey, let's do this bridge the gap thing. Let's just get a dude. Like, you're going to do that. I question that off the rip. And then you're going to say, all right, we're going to go to this bridge the gap. If that was the game plan, that was it?
That's now we're talking about the GM and the management, and we're talking about the bridge, the plan. We're talking about firing David Culley. Those are totally different conversations. Like, are we confident in the Texans and this group being able to find the next guy? Probably not. But that doesn't have anything. Firing Dave, that's not a reason to keep David Culley.
No, I'm not saying. I'm not even. I'm past the keeping. We agree that David Culley, that he is not a head coach. They needed him to go. The move that then comes into your mind has to be, all right, yes, they let go of David Culley. They let him go. Now what the hell are they going to do? God, who are they going to hire? Who are they going to bring in? Like, when you make the move, you're thinking to yourself as a fan, I'm excited. We're about to make moves. We're about to go step. We're taking steps. Let's do it. Let's get back on the winning track. With who? The people who chose David Culley and Tim Kelly. Oh, hell. Like, I mean, immediately it has to jump to that. So, I mean, yeah, you can call me. People text in saying I'm trolling. I'm whatever. Maybe there isn't fans that feel that way. Maybe there isn't fans. Maybe people are just in there celebrating in the streets that these guys are going to be able to make the call again to bring in their second half of David Culley. I don't know. But to me, I don't know how you jump from that. Yeah, he's gone, but these jokers got to make the next decision.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.